Resample a fill for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Automation lesson. Intermediate level. All right, let's build one of those signature jungle moves where a simple drum fill turns into this foggy, late-night cloud that drags you into the next phrase. In drum and bass, fills aren't just a little transition. They're texture generators. If you can resample a fill, automate it like an instrument, and then print it as a single audio asset, you'll start making transitions that feel intentional, not accidental. We'll stay inside Ableton Live 12 with stock devices, and we'll focus on arrangement-friendly automation. That means you can do this in a real track, not just in a sound design session that never makes it to the arrangement. First, set the musical context. Put your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. Build a simple 16-bar loop. Bars 1 through 15 are your main groove, and bar 16 is your fill. Classic jungle psychology. The groove stays dependable and the fill becomes the event. Now, pick a fill that's actually worth resampling. Two easy choices. Option A is an audio break fill. Amen style, or any break snippet with attitude. If you want it to stretch smoothly, try Complex Pro. If you want tight transients and that more chopped feel, try Beats. Don't overthink it. Just choose something with character. Option B is a MIDI fill using a drum rack, kick, snare, hats, percussion. Add little ghost hits and velocity changes. Jungle lives in the messy details. Tiny hats, rushed snares, noisy edges, little imperfections. The goal is simple. The fill should already have movement so that when we smear it with space and filtering, the atmosphere feels like it came from the drums, not like you pasted a random reverb pad on top. Next, create a dedicated resampling track. Make a new audio track and name it Resample Fill Atmos. In Audino From, you have two choices: resampling, which is quick and captures whatever you're hearing, or selecting the specific drum group or drum track, which is cleaner if you only want that source. Set monitor to off. That matters. It prevents doubling and it prevents feedback problems. Then arm the track. Quick coach note here. Decide whether you want to print pre-fader or post-fader behavior. If later you automate the Atmo track volume for that suck-in moment, do you want that move baked into the audio? Printing post-fader captures your volume rides exactly, which is great for committing transitions. Printing pre-fader keeps the printed file consistent so you can rebalance later. If you're still arranging, pre-fader is safer. If you're committing a transition you love, post-fader is a power move. Now print the fill. Loop just the fill region, usually one bar. Record and capture 1 to 2 bars, and include a little tail if it's there. That tail becomes useful once we start washing it out. After recording, consolidate the clip. Select it and hit CMD or Ctrl J. Rename it something like Fill Atmos Source 174. If you want to stay organized, crop the sample so the file isn't carrying extra silence. Now we turn drums into atmosphere, and we do it with a device chain that's easy to automate. On the resampled audio track, add devices in this order. First, EQ8 for tone control. High pass it pretty hard, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. The point is, don't let the reverb tail steal space from your sub and kick. Then add a resonant whistle or presence zone, with a bell around 1.8 to 3.5 kHz. Cue around 2 to 4. Boost a couple dB, maybe up to 5, but use your ears. You're not trying to make it harsh, you're trying to make it speak through the fog. Second, auto filter for movement and character. Set it to low pass. Try OSR for smoother, or MS2 if you want bite. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. Resonance around 20 to 40%. Start the cutoff fairly open, like 6 to 10 kHz, because later we'll automate it down to create that closing wall feeling. Third, echo for dubby space. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 30 to 55% to start. Inside echo, set a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz and high cut around 4 to 7 kHz. Add a bit of modulation, like 10 to 25%, so it doesn't sound like a static digital repeat. Echo also has a little reverb inside it. Keep that subtle, 10 to 25%, because we're about to add the main fog layer next. Fourth, hybrid reverb. This is the fog machine. Start with convolution mode for realism. Pick a warehouse, room, or plate type of space. Decay somewhere like 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient doesn't vanish instantly. Use the built-in EQ. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz, and set the mix around 15 to 35% as a starting point. Fifth, saturator for glue and density. Analog clip or soft sign are great. Drive 2 to 8 dB, then compensate the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Saturation after reverb can make the tail feel like it has body instead of just air. Sixth, utility for gain staging and stereo control. Width around 120 to 160% can feel great, but be careful. Too wide and you'll smear impact and you might get mono problems. Set gain so you've got headroom. Resampling can clip surprisingly fast once echo and saturation pile up. Now the key part. Automation. Go into arrangement view and hit it to show automation. We're going to automate across the last one bar of the phrase, like bar 16. This is where the fill stops being a loop with effects and becomes a transition with intent. First automation lane. Auto filter cutoff. Start around 9 to 12 kHz and sweep down to somewhere between 800 Hz and 2 kHz by the end of the bar. Don't draw it as a straight line. Use an exponential curve so it moves gently at first and then slams shut near the end. That gives urgency. Second automation lane. Echo feedback. Start maybe 25 to 35% and rise toward 55 to 70% right before the bar ends. Then, important, automate it back down immediately after the transition. Echo runaway is fun until it ruins your drop. A lot of people forget this reset and then wonder why their mix explodes when they loop the section. Third automation lane. Hybrid reverb dry slash wet. Start around 10 to 20% and bloom up to 35 to 55%. If it gets too washy, don't always solve it by lowering wet. Sometimes a better move is slightly less wet but a longer decay, so it feels big without swallowing the transient. Fourth automation lane. Utility gain for a clean suck in. Start at 0 dB and dip to minus 3 to minus 8 dB right at the cut. This is that moment where the room seems to disappear, leaving space for the next downbeat to punch. Arrangement suggestion while you listen, that the atmo really swell in bar 16 beats 3 and 4, then hard reset on bar 17 beat 1. Clean drums, clean sub, minimal tail, that contrast is jungle drama. Now, a couple teacher-style safety tips before we print. Do the automation handshake trick to avoid clicks at the drop. If your atmo clip ends right at bar 17, at a tiny fade-out, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, on the printed clip. Also make sure your echo feedback and reverb mix return to neutral values right after the transition, so you don't accidentally reopen the effect if you loop or copy the section. And protect the next snare. If the next section has a big snare on beat 2, your atmo can mask it even if the peak meter looks fine. Carve a notch in the atmo around 180 to 240 Hz and another around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. Those are common snare body and presence zones. If you need to, automate those dips so they relax after the new groove settles. Also do a metering reality check. Dense reverb reads louder than it meters. Your peaks might look okay, but the mix will feel full and cramped. Watch short-term loudness if you can, and in general keep the atmo layer 6 to 12 dB quieter than you think at first. Then bring it up until you just miss it when it's muted. That's usually the sweet spot. Now we do the pro move. Resample again. This is committing the atmosphere into a single piece of audio you can arrange like a one-shot. Create another audio track named Print Fill Atmos. Set audio from to the Resample Fill Atmos track. Arm it, record the processed result, and include the reverb tail. Then consolidate and crop. At this point, you've turned a fill into a playable texture that doesn't require heavy real-time effects. That's huge for workflow, and it also forces you to make decisions, which is how tracks get finished. Now choose one creative direction to make it feel deep jungle. Approach A. Warp to smear time. Set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Flux around 10 to 25. Listen for that smeary, misty stretch where the transients soften into rain-like blur. Then automate transpose down by 2 to 7 semitones over the final half bar for dread. Coach note, if pitch automation creates weird artifacts, a smoother method is to print first, then repitch the printed audio. Pitching after the effects often sounds more stable. Approach B. Slice to new MIDI track for glitchy retriggers. Right-click the printed clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient for more organic chops or 1/8 notes for a grid feel. Then on the simpler slices, automate filter cutoff and start position for little stutters. This gives you that chop jungle vibe without getting lost in micro-editing. If you want to go a bit more advanced without making it complicated, try one of these upgrades. Two-stage filtering for closing walls. Keep your auto filter doing a gentle low-pass sweep, but add a second filter move that's tighter and faster near the end, like a resonant band pass movement. You can automate both cutoffs, offset their ranges, and suddenly the motion, feels complex, like multiple things are shifting in the room. Or do rhythmic space without sidechain pumping. Instead of using a compressor, automate utility gain and a subtle 1/8 note breathing pattern during the last half bar. Tiny dips, -1 to -3 dB. It keeps the fog rhythmic, more old school, less EDM. Or do a controlled echo time throw. Keep echo synced, but only automate the time division on the last one or two hits. Jump from 1/8 dotted to 1/16 and then back. Print it. Treat it like ear candy, so your main beat stays stable. And remember the stereo trick. You can automate utility width upward only in the last two beats, then collapse back near 100% at the drop. Even better, duplicate the printed Atmo. Make one layer mono for a centered mist, and make the other wide but high-passed for air. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid as you're building this. Don't leave too much low end in the reverb tail. High pass early and high pass inside the reverb. Echo feedback can go runaway, so always do the post-transition reset. Don't overwiden. Check mono if you can. And don't print clipping. Saturation plus echo plus reverb can spike. Leave headroom.